Hi everyone, hope you are well and enjoying these early days of the new year. Hopefully you're still having time to yourselves and not back into work and all that stuff yet. So this card is from the Ascended Masters deck, Doreen Virtue. And this card is Lord Maitreya, the Laughing Buddha. So I just love this card. It's really strong. I was doing a little meditation before I picked the card, and I was holding a white quartz grounding stone from Longstrand. And as I was sitting there, I was this what came into my head is I was holding the blueprint of 2022 in my hands. And the stone felt really strong and firm, so it felt that it was symbolizing that. And it just made me feel that we have more power or input into our lives than maybe we think. And this is regardless of whether there's a pandemic or what's going on in the world. It's like we do have power to create our own lives. And so I just had this thought, and then the first thing I thought when I saw the card was that he's holding the blueprint of joy in his hands in the form of the rainbow. And his pose is strong, enduring, and he's embodying joy and ease. And the colors of orange and yellow are very strong, representing the sacral chakra and the solar plexus. So first of all, he's very grounded in his seated position. So he's firmly connected to the earth and he's in right relation with himself, his creativity, his relationships. The orange is very strong and vibrant. And then he's feeling empowered and he has the strength and will to create the joy that he wants to experience. So this card is oozing strength and power, but also ease and joy. And we don't normally see them together. So I just had a little look at the book just to see if there was anything more in the message that Doreen Virtue had. And she says, to find your desired outcome, follow the path of joy. So of all the emotions, joy has the highest vibration and has the power to remove all obstacles and attract all of your needs. And it reminds us that we needn't suffer. So I invite you to spend a little time just looking at this card because we can receive an infusion of joy and the trust that that joy is there, can be there for us. So just sitting with the card and allowing without doing anything. And then afterwards, you might want to journal for a few minutes on what brings you joy. What hobbies, people, relationships, aspects of your work, and how can you bring these aspects more prominently into your life in 2022 so that you can follow your joy? Have a lovely week. Sending you all lots of love. Bye for now.